Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
What a beautiful invitation from the Lord. You know, back to the story of Peter, but if you say so, you know, that's really honestly saying, I don't get it. I don't know how it's going to work out. But if you're the one leading, here I go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to step into your footsteps. I'm going to trust that you're going to be with me every step of the way. I'm going to trust that you have answers for me. And I'm going to trust that when it feels too hard, that I'm going to find rest in the fact that I'm not alone in it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, don't we just love Abraham to death when, you know, God says to Abraham, I'm going to send you out. And Abraham says, where? God says, I'll tell you later. Just go.
Well, and you know how that happens over and over. And we're a society that loves a 1-year, 5-year, 10-year plan.
Totally.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
There have been times. I went to India about 6 weeks ago, and I found out about 4 weeks before I was to leave. I'm with an international initiatives team, and we were going to get to work with literacy programs with a wonderful organization that is helping people learn to read that have never had the opportunity. And when I found out that the date had changed from 2017 to 3 or 4 weeks ahead of where I was at, and that it was going to happen at a time that I had a book deadline due and a book launching. And I remember holding up my calendar, almost, you know, my Google calendar with its red and yellow and green stripes, almost as if the Lord doesn't know my life intimately, and saying, I can't do this. And then inside of me hearing this just inner confirmation from the Holy Spirit, are you more interested in launching a book about following me, Susie, or actually following where I lead?
Mm-hmm.
And though we have those moments, Abraham had that moment. It's not always going to be convenient. It's not always going to be our timing. But goodness gracious, you know, while I was there, the things that I got to experience, the praying with women that were completely hopeless and trapped in a religion that offered them nothing but a plethora of gods.
Yeah.
You know, standing there and thinking, Lord, how in the world was I so foolish to hold up my calendar to you and fail to understand that you had a plan?
Yeah. And now I want to stay on Abraham just for a second, because I get on a roll with Abraham. And later God says, I'll give you land. And Abraham says, where? God says, I'll tell you later. Just wander. You know. And then he says, and he says later, I'll give you a child. And Abraham says, well, how? And God says, I'll tell you later. Just wait. And then he has a son. And God says, I want you to kill your child. And Abraham says, why? God says, I'll tell you later.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so he's always making and trusting God's leading in his life. He led a big life. Circumstances didn't matter to him. They didn't control him. Life didn't push him around. When you're following God, you're not getting pushed around.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.